I think today's meeting is continuity. Last week we dealt with the very same department. Now today we are de dealing with the protocol whereby the minister, I mean the deputy minister, was leading this department, and we received the last week we received the apology of the minister whereby she was attending the portfolio committee. Now today they are here, both of them, to show them how they take us, this department, I mean this committee, serious. I am not going to waste time. Give us the agenda of today. Bilelo? Okay. Apology, briefing by the Department of Forestry and Fisheries and Environment on the protocol for the protection of the marine and coastal environmental of the Western Indian Ocean from the land-based source and activities on the of the Nairobi Convention. The third item is consideration and adoption of the minutes. Okay. Let me start with the Amanda and Bulelo, do you have any apology from your our side? Means none.
No,
Members,
Chair, nothing from my side.
let me hear from the honorable members. Maybe they want to put an apology for someone, one of the members. Honorable
Chair,
members, yes, ma'am. Honorable Mam Kause.
I just want to put forward the apology of Honorable Magwala. He's busy with exams.
But I saw him in the. He
He
was.
might have joined the meeting, but
Yes,
if
he's not.
he's not participated, he's busy with exams.
Oh, good. Okay.
Thank you, Chair.
He's in the meeting. Thank you very much, Honorable Mam Kause. Let me check from the minister's side, though they are here, both of them. Honorable Minister, you're welcome. Do we have any apology from your department, ma'am?
Good morning, Chairperson. Good morning to the Deputy Minister. No, Chairperson.
Okay, thank you very much. Let me not waste any time and give you the opportunity to give a political overview. And then after, the department will present the the protocol, and then later on the DMO will add.
Thank you very much, Chairperson, and greetings to all members of the committee. As you can see, I'm together with our Deputy Minister and also with Mr. Ashley Naidu, who will do the actual presentation. Chairperson, this is really a very simple matter. As a government, we want to accede to the Nairobi Protocol, which is part of, sorry, I should call it the Nairobi Convention, which is involves a protocol for the protection of marine and coastal environment of the Western Indian Ocean from land-based sources and activities. And in order for national government to accede to this convention, we require permission from Parliament. My understanding is this matter has already been through the National Assembly, and now we are coming to yourselves for that approval. So without further ado, I will hand over to Mr. Naidu. He'll just explain to you what this convention is all about. And then obviously honorable members will put forward any questions that they would want to have. Thank you very much.
Thank you, Minister. Good morning, Chair, honorable members, Minister and Deputy Minister. Thank you for the time. The last time I presented, I was not audible, so I hope I'm audible now. And thank you, Secretariat, for sharing the screen. As Minister said, this is just a protocol to the Nairobi Convention. And I'm here representing DDG Dr. Fikizolo, who's in an international meeting for this week. So 2 weeks ago, the committee had a good introduction by Dr. Fikizolo on the convention and the latest amendments to it. This is just a protocol dealing with one specific action on land-based sources of pollution to the marine and coastal environment. Most of the pollution that ends up in the marine and coastal environment is derived from land-based sources, and I'll come to that a little bit later on. As Minister said, we're here really to get Parliament's approval to accede to this protocol of the Nairobi Convention, and this protocol deals with pollution sources that originate on the land. Thank you. Next slide. So the convention itself was developed on the United Nations Environment Programme. It has a specific programme for regional seas. Most of the world's oceans are broken up into what you can call building blocks or cells called large marine ecosystems. And in South Africa, we participate really in three. On the East Coast, we have the Agulhas Current Large Marine Ecosystem, Agulhas Somali Current, and this talks to managing that. On the West Coast, we have the Benguela Current. And on the South, between us ourselves and Antarctica, we have the Southern Ocean. So we really participate in the management of three regional seas programs. The overall objective of this convention is to have sustainable use and management. The East African coast is a very long coastline, altogether 15,000 kilometers, of which South Africa has a majority of that. We have about 3,000 kilometers of that coastline. There's always a contest between us and Somalia as to who have the longest coastline, but it's a toss-up between ourselves and Somalia, who has the longest coastline on the East African coast. We are participants and acceded to the convention in 2003. So this protocol follows what we've already agreed with. Next slide. So Nairobi Convention generally deals with combating of pollution, the management of natural resources, coastal erosion, how to manage fragile ecosystems through the establishment of marine protected areas or other environmental management mechanisms, and to take all necessary measures to deal with pollution. So as I mentioned earlier, these ecosystems, the Somali Agulhas ecosystem is regarded as one ecosystem. So pollution anywhere in the ecosystem, especially if it comes from north of us, generally we may feel the impacts of that. So we need to work together to monitor and mitigate impacts of pollution. Next slide. So this was really, this land-based protocol to deal with land-based sources of pollution and other activities that impact the marine environment was really developed between 2005 to around 2010. It went through various national stakeholder engagements up until 2018 when we had the last stakeholder workshop. And as Minister mentioned, we're now catching up through getting Parliament's approval to formally participating in the protocols of the convention. Thank you. Next slide. Some detail on this protocol. It has 26 articles or sections, generally defining that it works from all parties participating in the convention, from Somalia down to us in South Africa. And what are the obligations? It really provides for the pollution, management of pollution, to look at what are the activities that are degrading the coast and the ocean. And it looks as point source. So an example of a point source of pollution would be either a port or a sewage pipeline or an industrial pipeline that has a fixed point. Diffuse sources, generally harder to deal with. They come down rivers and could be microplastic pollution, other chemicals that are used further up in industries that come down through rivers. And a major one identified in diffuse pollution is fertilizers that are used in agriculture or crops along the coast. These seep through the sand dunes in, so there's no point you can manage, and so generally they're difficult to get a handle on. It followed the processes, our national processes, this protocol of going through to get legal opinion nationally to see whether we could. There were no objections to us participating in this protocol, which falls under the Nairobi Convention, which we are a member of. Thank you. Next slide. And this is getting to the end, the last slide. Following opinion from chief state law advisors that because this follows the convention intention, it is a protocol that is allowed for within the convention, we recommend that we receive approval for acceding to this detailed protocol on land-based sources of pollution activities falling under the Nairobi Convention. Thank you, Chair and members.
No, thank you very much, the presenter and the minister. Honorable members, here is the presentation in front of you. It needs your comments and clarity-seeking questions. Now I give you an opportunity to ask question or to comment. I'll see by raising of hand, I can see Honorable BB, Honorable Laboskagne, Honorable, yeah, those are the two hands that I recognize for now. Oh, Honorable Mam Kausa, Honorable Mama Gwini Ngwenya. You can start, Mama, BB.
Okay, Mama. Good morning to your good self, and also good morning to the minister and the deputy minister, and also the officials, and also our colleagues. Chairperson, I just have got two questions on my side. The first one will be that, Chairperson, I would like to know whether the department has any guidelines concerning environmental impact assessment consistent with the land-based sources and activities protocols. If yes, can you explain how often do you review and update those guidelines, Minister? And the second question, Chairperson, will be, as part of advancing the LBSA protocol, is the department planning to work jointly with other countries like to develop and promote any contingency plans to respond to incidents involving pollution or the threat thereof in the convention area? If yes, Chairperson, which countries are you planning to work with, Minister? Thank you very much, Chairperson. Those are my two questions.
Thank you very much, Mom BB. Honorable Abudakhni, Mama.
Good morning. Thank you very much, Chairperson. Good morning, Minister, Deputy Minister, and everyone. I also only have two questions. My first question is, Minister, quite some while ago in the Select Committee for Mineral Resources, we actually, I think it was in the previous parliament or beginning of this term, but it doesn't matter. We had a presentation and we had a map where they indicated all the oil and gas exploration sites offshore and onshore. And if you look at that map, it's these very, you know, absolutely very little of the sea along the coastline of South Africa that's not sort of mapped for possible exploration and so on. So my question is, you know, with all that, and we had to do sustainable development, so obviously some of these resources are already being looked into and will in future. Will this convention, or will the management of producing oil and gas on and offshore be covered by this convention when it comes to pollution and protection? And then the second question is, does this agreement create a possible opportunities for funding for special projects, such as maybe protecting ecosystems or scarce species? Thank you.
Thank you very much, Honorable Lavaskakni. Honorable Mama Mukause. Usmabat Mukause. Honorable Mukause. It seems she is having a problem. Come on, Mama Ngwenya.
Thanks very much, Chair, and good morning to the Minister and the Deputy Minister, and also thank you for the presentation. Chairperson, since South Africa is a member state and the contracting party to the Nairobi Convention, I want to check that has the department experienced any difficulties in the implementation of the land-based sources and activities protocol? If yes, what were the difficulties? The second question, Chair, apart from the LBSA and the other protocol, I want to check which the committee approved last week. How many protocols that the Nairobi Convention has? Thank you, Chair. Kalebo.
Thank you very much, Mom Gwenya. Honorable Mama Gause. She's sleeping. Mom Gause, you are not there. If Mom Gause will ask a question, she will do a follow-up. Honorable Minister, you can respond to those questions with your team.
Thank you. Thank you very much. I'm going to hand over to Mr. Naidu, but I think that what one would want to just explain to Honorable Bibi is that the environmental impact assessment requirements would be something that is under the National Environment Management Act and would cover projects that would be carried out at different levels of government. And there would be different authorities that would be responsible for the environmental impact assessments. So certain environmental impact assessments would happen under provinces, others would happen at national level. One should also explain to you that there is also a requirement for waste management licenses, which would be under the national environment waste legislation. So all of these processes have their own regulatory environments that cover them. And obviously, from time to time, where necessary, those regulatory environments would be reconsidered. But at this point in time, there isn't a reform on those regulations. I think honorable members of this committee know that where we have regulatory reforms, we do, as was the case with all the biodiversity and conservation legislation, which also involved aspects of the Waste Act and so on, we did bring them before yourselves. And that was a process that went on for many years, and if my memory serves me correct, concluded last year. But I think that, let me hand over to Mr. Naidu, and he will explain how this protocol intersects with other aspects of environmental law. Thank you.
Thank you, Minister and Chair and honorable members for the questions. In addition to the Minister's response on the EIAs, let me expand a little bit on that. What the protocol allows for is synergies between the participating countries. The last part of the first set of questions was which countries are involved. And generally, the countries that are involved will be countries within the convention, and that will include Comoros, Kenya, Madagascar, Mauritius, Mozambique, Seychelles, Somalia, Tanzania, ourselves, and France, because France has some territories in this part of the ocean as well. It really allows for reporting on standards, reporting on activities towards mitigation, and sharing information on the risk levels that each country poses, or each country may be managing, not poses, sorry, each country may be managing. And this leads to a second set of questions on is oil and gas. And yet this allows countries to exchange information on the risk tiers in oil and gas and other levels of pollution that countries are mitigating. And it allows for some uniformity of approach, some building of resources in the region across countries so that we know which countries have what resources in the region in case of an emergency. Does the protocol allow for accessing of funding? Certainly it does. In fact, these are one of the main aspects of the protocols. It allows countries in the region to jointly put forward proposals to big environmental funding agencies like the Global Environment Facility or World Bank to look at synergy projects, assessing pollution levels, combating strategies, building background levels of monitoring and emergency protocols. So it does allow for accessing funding for joint projects. The key on this is that you must take other countries together with you in the joint proposal. And this is definitely one of the assets of such protocols. The next set of questions, has there been any difficulties in working with the convention and its protocols? Generally, we do have the usual range. One, it's working with joint projects. It's meeting together to write proposals. It does take a lot of time and investment in writing proposals. And then when funding is received, we have to work with National Treasury to get funding through us. We are getting better at that, but it does take a long time to the department working National Treasury because the funds go through that. We are getting better on it, better at it. And with regards to how many other protocols that the Nairobi Convention has, it has this protocol on land-based sources of pollution and activities. It also has work around a protocol on developing protected areas and wild flora and fauna in the East African region. It also has a protocol on emergency cases for combating pollution in the East African region. So it does have a few other related protocols on that. Chair, I think those were the three series of questions that we asked. Back to you, Chair and Minister. Thank you.
Thank you very much, sir. Let me check from the members whether they have a follow-up question or their questions were not answered as expected. Honorable members, are you fine? Honorable Mukiva?
No, thank you very much, Chairperson. I think the answers are quite succinct, and I just want to check what would be the cost involved on annual basis insofar as financing this convention. What would be our contribution as South Africa through the Department of Environmental Affairs, Fisheries and Forestry? I think the issue revolves just around the cost, so that we have a clear view and a clear picture of the financial implications. I do understand that the convention itself, it is a progressive one. And it helps that we as African countries join hands in managing an aspect of our asset, especially in a critical area where there's always a contestation between the African waters and the so-called international waters. But be that as it may, just to understand the costs and the cost implication. Thank you very much.
Thank you very much, Honorable Mkiva. Mema Mkause, are you back? None. Let me give back to you, Honorable Minister in your team and Deputy Minister. Look like the Minister is kicked out.
I'm here. Let me hand back to Mr. Naidu.
Thank you, Minister. So I think related to the previous question, as a country, we pay our annual fees to the Nairobi Convention, and that doesn't change with the addition of more protocols. So we pay the one fee, which we've been paying since we're a member of the convention. Our fees to the Nairobi Convention in 2022 was 543,180. So it's about R500,000. And you don't pay extra for the protocol. It is the intention related to my previous discussion that the protocols then, the officials from the country write proposals on activities that the convention must carry out, whether it's protected areas, looking at surveys to identify critical key habitats, developing emergency protocols for emergencies that may arise, sharing information and platforms. As countries, participating countries, you're expected to write proposals to global bodies and then receive fundings for those specific activities. But your once-off convention payment, that remains your contribution to the convention. And that really goes to the running of the convention and its secretariat. And that's about R500,000 a year. Thank you, Minister and Chair.
Thank you very much, Mr. and your team, Minister and your team. Members, are you okay? Honorable Mkiva, can I see your hand, or is it Lekas' hand? No, it seems it's a Lekas' hand because you are not responding. No, Minister and your team, really, this protocol is very key. As the committee, we have received your presentation, and then we'll deal with it as the minister and her team requested. Let me thank you for this presentation and make sure that you attend to clarify some political issues that maybe the committee wanted to know. We thank you and the Deputy Minister for taking us serious again. Now I can give you the closing mark.
Chairperson, thank you. It's indeed us who must thank you for taking our request seriously, and we look forward to your approval in this matter. Thank you very much.
Thanks, ma'am. Thank you. Now you are released, ma'am. Members of the committee, you can remain so that we can continue with the business of our committee. Okay, welcome and the Honorable Papa Chocolate.
I've been here, Chairperson. I joined it about 5 o'clock.
Oh, okay, sorry.
you kept on calling for Makausa's name and she's probably sleeping wherever she is.
don't come with that thing, Honorable Nana, because you know Mama Kausa will come. Okay, Honorable Members, now the department have left. I put in front of you the minutes of last week, which is the 23 May, before you for adoption. But let me first check whether did you receive these minutes on time.
Yes, we did, Chairperson.
Okay, thank you very much. Now it's, let's wait, Bulelwa, let's check the attendance. Is it fine, members? No one was not in the meeting, or no one who was in the meeting but his name was not appearing? Just want to make sure.
It's fine, Chair, and the spelling also of our surname is correct. Thank you.
Thank you very much. Let's go to page number two. Summary of the proceedings. Also check the spelling, the grammar, and the sentence construction, everything. Is it? Okay. Let's go to the next page. Honorable Members, is it the true reflection of our last week meeting? Is it true?
Wait, before your true reflection, I have been listening to you. I couldn't talk because load shedding only affects ANC people and DA of Nana. Now you could have just asked yourself at the point, why would I raise my hand and not talk? So I logged out and in, now I can talk. Talk the things that you were talking when I couldn't talk. I'm the last person. I must be pointed out as a person who's sleeping in a meeting. ANC people and the DA of Nana sleeps in meetings all the time. all the time. But you are not making such
calls. I must talk because
I couldn't talk. Apologize on record because you said that on record, and I was struggling to talk because of this load shedding.
Now you have talked now.
By the you are glad I couldn't speak.
Sorry for that, ma'am.
Honorable, this is not a TikTok.
Honorable Nana.
I wholeheartedly withdraw the comment I made against Honorable Makausa.
Thank you. Honorable.
Emarorochara hot strong man. Honorable Makausa. Honorable Nana.
Honorable members, is it the true reflection of our last meeting? Now I put in front of you for adopting the minutes.
Thank you, Chair. It's Honorable Ngwenya.
Honorable Ngwenya, yes, Mama.
Thanks very much, Chair. Adopting the minutes as it is. Thank you.
You are moving for the adoption?
Yes, Chair.
Any second?
Thanks, Honorable Chair. Honorable Mkiva, I'm seconding.
Thank you very much, Honorable Mkiva, for seconding the minutes. Now our minutes is adopted. Honorable members, it brings us to the end of our meeting. But before I close this meeting, honorable member, next month we will go back to Northern Cape. Remember last year we went to Northern Cape, we did oversight over the issues of minerals resource. But unfortunately, by that time, we met with the community. The community raised their issues, but none from the department and from the mining bosses, none of them, they didn't answer. Now this is the time for us to go back, to get the response from both department and the mining houses. So we'll be taking that oversight next month on the 26th. Until the 3rd. And then on Friday the 3rd, we will be in dealing with the issues of CPA and traditional affairs. I forgot the name. Maybe Mam Kausa will help us with the name. Kwakhosi Petru. There is a serious fight between the traditional leaders and the CPA. So as the committee, we need to go there to get more information from both sides, from traditional affairs and from the department and the CPA, because it seems there is nothing according to the letter that Kosi wrote to me. He wrote several letters to me, and I've sent those letters to the department. I'm still waiting for a response because they were saying, no, we note for your letter, and then we will come back to you. So I would like us, on the last day, we must go to a traditional affairs, traditional council to hear. And if there is something that we can help as a committee, we can do so. I hope honorable members, you will assist this committee, and we will as the a public rep, we are not going to take any side. When we go there to the mining bosses and the department, we must remember one thing. We are representing the country and the interest of our provinces. We must bear in our mind. And also when we go to the Khosi and his traditional council and the CPA, we must remember that Tina, we must represent the interest of our community. Whether he's a traditional leader, whether he's a CPA, we must make sure that we represent their interest. Maybe sometimes, I'm not saying sometimes, there is a misunderstanding between the two of them. So if we have any solution to assist, to unite them, let's go there. Though we are not, our mandate is not to unite the fighting people, but let's go there, we'll see what can we do. I hope this thing, members will assist. I don't know, members, maybe someone wanted to ask.
Chair, yes, my hand has been up.
Okay, Mama Mukause.
Chairperson, the name of the village is Camden. The name of the traditional affairs is Camden. Now,
Camden, yes. Yeah, thank you very much.
C-A-M-D-E-N. That's the name of the traditional affairs, traditional authority.
Thank you, ma'am.
Now, Chair, I wanted to just pass this one through you, Chair, that we are having difficulty since the beginning of the term in this committee.
Yes,
when
ma'am.
We are invited for oversights or any other matter that relates to our work outside the jurisdiction of our workplace, which is in Cape Town, we need a formal invitation explaining in details where are members going on such and such a date and what is the reason for the oversight. We are from different political parties. And these things that we are seeing happening, especially in your committee, that we are not being taken serious in terms of invitations and all of that, it's wrong. We have said this thing over and over again, that be proper, be professional, and invite us properly and tell us where we're going. We're not kids, Chairperson. We can't be told that tomorrow we're going to Northern Cape and we need to pack our bags and leave without our principals knowing exactly what we are going to do there. So you need to correct that, because it's only in your committee that we are seeing this thing. Thank you.
Thank you, Honorable Mom Kause. I am not going to respond in some issues that you have raised, but I said from the beginning, this committee, we are working as collective. If I made a mistake, you are there to assist me. Sometimes I will be not knowing that I have to invite an individual to attend the oversight, as that member, he or she is a member of the committee. But today, because you are raising this matter, I will go back and consult with my house chair and my whips so that they can help me how to deal with this matter. But thank you very much, ma'am. Honorable Nana.
Thanks, Chairperson. My confusion is on the dates. I do not know whether my calendar is outdated or I do not know. The oversight is meant to be ending on the 1st. And in my calendar, the 1st is on a Saturday. And you've just said our last day will be on a Friday, meeting the traditional authority with the community. Can I please get clarity, Chair?
Okay, Honorable Nana, the reason why we say until the 1st, it's because maybe we'll finish late on Friday. then the traveling to those who are able to travel on Friday, they can do so. Those who are unable to travel on Friday, they will travel on Saturday the 1st. And honorable member, as you see that that week, it will be our first week for constituency. And I requested that week because we didn't have time. We were supposed to go for oversight last week, according to the calendar of the program of the NCOP. But unfortunately, because that week we were very busy, all of us were debating. Some members were busy with their exams. God, everybody was busy. We couldn't go there. Then I requested, and the other thing is the program. We have a lot of things in front of us to do, to deal with them. So that's why I requested the first week of our constituency period. Then from there, we will be going back to our constituency, so that at least we deal with these matters and finish them. So we will traveling Friday and Saturday, Honorable Nana.
Noted, Chair. I will confirm my availability probably before the end of this week. Thank you.
Okay. Honorable Mama Mgwenya.
Thanks very much, Chair. Chair, I was asking that the absentee also need to be ready, because, Chair, I've observed that always when we have oversight visit, especially on this committee of us, our absentee, we always get it late. Sometimes it's worse, we get it on the day you go back home. And I believe that it was not meant for that. Can we improve on applying for that NCMT for us? Thanks, Chair.
No, thank you very much, Honorable Mam Gwenya.
Lastly, Chair, Mam PP also must be prepared correctly, seeing that we cannot fight again.
Okay.
So I'm asking that they must make sure that Mama Bibi is getting her service as supposed to.
In terms of
a booking and the helper of Mama Bibi and the transport for Mama Bibi. Thanks.
No, thank you very much, Mama, for that point that you are raising. Those two points that you are raising is very key, because really, Bulelwa and Amanda, I don't, like I said yesterday about the accommodation, Bulelwa, I was, sorry, members, I spoke to my committee colleagues to say they must make sure that they get a proper, decent accommodation for honorable members, so that I don't want these members to struggle when they get there, or they don't sleep well, and we expect them tomorrow or the following day to participate in the meeting, whereas they didn't get a proper sleeping. So the issue of honorable BB, it will be addressed. We are going to make sure that he's getting his hair, everything that she's supposed to get, the proper car, proper accommodation, and also his hair assistance, will get everything that he's supposed to get. Thank you very much, honorable members. I don't know, Mam Kausel, your hand is up. I don't know. Is it the legacy hand or that hand?
It's an honorable.
Okay, thank you very much. Honorable members, this brings us to the end of our meeting. Let me thank you for your participation, and to make sure that you ask a robust questions and where there was need for comments, you did so. Thank you very much. I am so proud about you, committee members. You are doing excellent job. Thank you very much. This meeting is officially adjourned. See you at the house.
Thanks very much, Chair.
Thank you, Mama.
Thank you, Chairperson, Mama.
Thank you, Chair. Thank you, Chair. Long live the late leader. Long live the late leader.
The chairperson of Bong. Thank you.
Thank you, Mama.